This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Even though some of the big retail chains are in trouble, hiring of temporary retail workers for the holidays looks to be about on par with last year. Now, that's in part because hiring at companies that warehouse, pack, and ship online orders is up tenfold over the past decade. This is not what we used to think of as a retail job, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
I've come to one of Amazon's massive new packing and shipping facilities in a suburb south of Seattle.
Welcome to our Kent Fulfillment Center.
Amazon's Nina Lindsay is showing me around.
We have more than 3,500 full-time employees working at this facility. And of course, we expect to bring on many more seasonal employees.
As many as 2,500 more, starting at around $12.50 an hour. Lindsay takes me through the pulling and sorting area, where tall carts filled with every conceivable product, detergent, books, computer components, zip across the floor, mounted on sophisticated robots, though she's quick to reassure new recruits.
The training and onboarding is very easy. They don't need to worry about programming robots or anything like that.
Brick-and-mortar stores need employees with good people skills who can handle grouchy or rushed customers. Filling online customer orders in giant fulfillment centers requires fewer workers and a different skill set, says Deloitte analyst Rod Sides.
Think about the requirements for marketing, for analytics, jobs that require, I'd say, a higher level of talent and thus a higher wage. In the new model, labor demand goes down, but the cost probably goes up.
With unemployment low, there's now fierce competition for those management types and warehouse workers. Bill Ravenscroft at Adecco Staffing in Austin, Texas, says employers are trying to one-up each other, offering
wage increases, completion bonuses for seasonal workers, offering meals or gas cards or bus passes.
And he says to make sure orders get out the door, some employers are being less picky.
Changing background requirements or even drug test requirements, foregoing those just so that they can get these positions filled.
Deloitte's holiday retail survey finds that for the first time, consumers plan to spend more of their shopping budgets online than in stores this year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.